This started with a High Court decision. So for over 3 years, there has been no wind energy guidelines for Donegal. So we're in the process, or Donegal County Council is in the process at the minute of a public consultation of developing a wind energy policy for the County Development Plan. We have issued or put in submissions to include the areas of high scenic amenity. We put five places in that there would be no wind turbine development or wind energy development, and those were areas of high scenic amenity, the Kibara River Basin, St John's Point, areas where the Pearmussel Rivers were. I suppose in developing wind energy guidelines, I've been dealing with this for almost 15 years. It's a very divisive issue. And in Donegal, we would have the highest amount of wind energy output. And I suppose the way that we see it as a party is that we need to put the communities first. I would always have suggested within the council that the privatising the wind energy from day one by the state was the wrong way to go. However, it is what it is. You know, we have to deal with what is here in the county at the minute. So we're hopeful now that the report that's coming to the July meeting of Donegal County Council will enable us to make a robust policy and to identify especially those areas, as I say, of high scenic amenity and the Glen Bay National Park and places like that, that there will be no wind turbines developed in any of those.
And that's the thing as well, it's not necessarily just a black and white issue as well. Of course, there are areas where your party objects to the building of wind energy, but that of course doesn't mean that overall you're completely opposed to wind farms in general. It's just the protection of certain communities as well as certain scenic areas where, you know, it's, in your view, not appropriate to have these things.
Yeah, and I suppose as a party, it's not just our view. You know, we're elected by the people and the communities out across Donegal, and we have to be the voice of those communities. My honest opinion is that a lot of the larger scale companies who develop wind energy and wind turbine farms have a very big push behind them, you know, where you're coming into small local communities, and they need people on their side as well. So there are areas that have been suitable. There are things that can be done now with established wind energy farms, you know, where blades can be made bigger, you know, they can be, you know, downsized, the amount of them, you know, and a greater output. And all of those things should be looked at for what we have. But as I say, as a county, we need a robust wind energy policy within the County Development Plan, and we do have to protect those scenic amenities and our communities who at times feel like a lone voice out there against the might of the industry.